All right, baby, it is game week. The NFL is back, baby.
Yes!
They get started on Thursday, Cowboys, Eagles, Friday, Chiefs, Chargers, and then the full slate Sunday, Texans, Rams. In the 3 o'clock window, we will be able to finally see what these guys look like in a regular season game. And we know D'Amico has been, and his coaching staff, they have been getting ready for this game. They have been preparing for this game, and this is him already. Yesterday, speaking to the media, this is what he is saying the game is about and what will eventually show us to be the winner in this game.
This game, I think ultimately, it is right now, as I continue to go through it in my mind, I think it really hinges upon both offensive lines blocking two really talented defensive lines. The Rams have one of the best young defensive lines in the NFL, Verse, Fisk, I mean, Turner, Young. It was a young group, and those guys play, they get after it. They play relentless. They're tough. They're going to be a really, really good group to challenge our offensive line, and the same for their offensive line versus our defensive line. We have a really good group up front under the strengths of our team, and we have to, you know, it's going to be a challenge to see how that shapes up, but both offensive lines are going to have to play well, and whoever wins that battle, I think, will ultimately decide the game.
All right, there it is, Clint. He says that's what he's been thinking about as it goes over in his, as he goes over this game in his mind. I just don't know anyone out there who could look at this differently, especially from the Texans' perspective, Clint, because let's just be honest. We don't really, now some of you may believe that you believe you know, but honestly, we don't really know what we're going to get up front from the Texans' offensive line. It's the biggest question coming into the year, and I think it still remains the biggest question. As we've got through training camp, they have what appears to us shifted in what the original plan was. And now it is a different plan with Titus on the outside and Ursary winning the job at left tackle. That is still the biggest thing, Clint, is we just don't have a real good idea. We got a hell of an idea of what the hell's going to happen on the other side of the ball. We don't have a real good idea of what this offensive line is going to look like against an opponent that's game planning for him and in a regular season type of a ball.
No clue what the offensive line is going to look like. No clue what Nick Cayley is going to be able to do or not do. No clue what the C.J. Stroud having more command at the line of scrimmage of this offense. No idea what any of that looks like. I can give you a feel. I feel really good about C.J. Stroud. I'm not real sure about Nick Cayley. I got my doubts, but I've seen some positive. I want to see more. The offensive line, I'll be honest, I'm not real confident in. So, I mean, I think we got different levels of confidence here. But you know, that's the 2025 Texans until rubber meets the road and we see what they're made out of. I mean, to me, this is a really, really good test. D'Amico Ryan's talking about, you know, what this game is going to come down to, and I think he's ultimately spot on, right? I mean, there's two talented defensive lines in this game. Now, as he mentioned, he goes directly to, well, how well is the offensive line for the Texans going to play? Are they going to be able to protect C.J. Stroud? Are they going to allow Nick Cayley to go out there and call a game and get a feel for what they can and can't do? Are they going to allow that to happen? Are they going to allow the Texans to be able to run the football? We'll see, right? But it goes beyond just the O-line. To me, I can't say the O-line without also saying Nick Cayley, who I've mentioned multiple times in this spiel here. But there's, to me, it's this offensive line and our offensive coordinator against a really good, solid defensive front versus one of the best offensive minds in the game in Sean McVay, a veteran offensive line, although it's been banged up, a veteran offensive line in L.A., and an absolute dominant defensive front in Houston. Who can handle that better, right? But it's O-line and O.C., not just the O-line for me. And D'Amico's right. It's about the trenches.
Because that's kind of the feel of it is when you go to the other side, you feel pretty good about Will Anderson, Daniil Hunter, Barnett, Fadakasi, Seth. You feel like they're, you got to feel a good feeling of what they're going to be able to do.
Yeah.
And if the Rams got to throw the football, especially if the Texans know they got to throw the football, you got a real understanding. Because I don't have a real understanding of what they're going to be, Clint. But if I'm going to be honest, just based off what we know and what we've seen, I would lean towards that this offensive line is probably going to be helped big time early if they dictate what they're able to do and Nick dictates what he's able to run. Like, let's be honest, the Lions and the Eagles are able to dictate a lot of what they want to do. But if they weren't, if they had to throw, if the game dictated they had to throw the ball, I think they feel pretty good about being able to protect their passers.
Sure.
I don't know that I think it's ever going to be a good recipe for this Texans offensive line that, all right, Rams know they got to throw it. And they're going to be able to hold up consistently. I think they are going to have to be able to be the ones more consistently to dictate what it is that they're calling and what they're running.
Well,
and they got to be able to run the football. And they got to be able to have it to where they can do their short, quick game and all of that stuff and not be dictated the other
well,
way.
Well, look, I hope it never happens. But the reality of it is it's going to happen this season with the Texans. And I think the real test is going to come when you get down 14. It's in the second half.
Yeah.
You hadn't ran it well. You know, the defense has played a good game, but they gave up a couple touchdowns. Offensively, you haven't been able to run the football. And, all right, now you got to put it in your soon-to-be $60-plus million-a-year quarterback's hands. And, you know, one of your best players on the team, Nico Collins, got to go make some plays. What is the offensive line going to look like when that's the case? What is Nick Caley going to look like when that's the case? If they can chew up, hell, I don't even care if it's 2 or 3 yards. If they can chew up 2 or 3 yards in a run game with Nick Chubb and stay in third and four.
Yeah.
You know, stay in third and five. I think they'll be fine. But when they get in a point in a situation third and long, if we're talking one play at a time, or you get down in a game in the second half and you got to throw the football, that's when the real test for this offensive line is going to come. I think they're geared more towards being able to run the football and stay ahead of the chains. We'll see if that's real. It's the talk, right? It's been the talk all year long. We'll see if it's real.
It's the talk, and to be honest with you, that first drive, I know it was Davis Mills, but that first drive with the ones against the Vikings, they were able to be in control of what it is that they wanted to do because they could dictate it. They ran the football well. The play action worked. Like they were the one dictating to the Vikings, and really even early against the Panthers, like they were doing it as well, and were able to run it when they wanted to pass because they had success. There wasn't, you know, a bunch of third and 11s, third and 9s. That was good to see. But can they sustain that over? Yeah. You know, the full game.
I fully expect a run heavy, protect the football, play great defense approach to every game until the game dictates you do something else.
Yep.
And when the game, as long as they can stay right there, which they're good enough defensively to do that. If they can stay right there, they can win a lot of football games and really let other teams beat themselves. But there's going to be 4, 5, 6 games where, hey man, things are getting a little out of hand here, and we got to lean into that franchise quarterback and see if the offensive line can protect him. And that's when we're going to find out what this team's made out of relative to making a run in the playoffs. Because against Baltimore, you're going to throw it. Against Kansas City, they're going to force you to throw it. You know what I mean? Against Buffalo, they're probably going to force you to throw it. The better defenses in this league are going to make you win left-handed, which means the Texans are going to have to drop back more than they're comfortable with. Can the O-line hold up in those situations?
Yeah, I don't think the Rams have a good offense. I don't think that we're going to be looking at no 21-7 type of game, you know, in the first half. I don't think the Texans defense will allow them to do that. But still, even if the Texans defense is playing well and keeping them down, like, it's a bad recipe to me. Third and eights, you know, third and sevens. You wonder how much they're going to be able to convert. I think they're going to have to run the football and do well early in downs. to keep, as you said, the third and fours, third and threes, third and twos, to do those things. All right, a little 5 o'clock fire coming up. We'll get you ready for the Astros and the Yankees. The Yankees come to town as they try to expand on their AL West lead.